Salute. Bloody Mary in hand, halfway done. By the 9:10 segment, I should be blitzed. I got to be here till 2, so I might be able to. I might be able to recover by then.
What time's it right now?
It's 8:19.
Nice.
So,
give the address.
I did.
The under. Oh, the under.
Oh, well, we'll just have to see about that. Okay, but first, George Dejean, or George Dejiani, as he is now known as, has announced that today was his last Train Station Fitness show on the ticket. Now, he might do it on Facebook Live. We used to get in some spirited mixes with him. He's actually a pretty good dude.
Yeah.
You know, there's radio persona, then there's normal persona.
He's a different guy off the air.
Yeah.
There's no question.
Yeah. So, as a show, you always want to see what's your lead in. What's going to carry some momentum into your time slot so you can keep some listeners, maybe get some new listeners.
It's kind of a big deal.
And we're nervous. We're a little nervous because after the ticket easily ignored our anus e-break, it's not in the top 65, any decision is possible.
Yeah.
Now, they could sell it. They could sell the time.
Mm-hmm.
They could put it out for bid. They could let some of the young upstarts at the ticket get a shot. I mean, the T-Box started at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Did
at
it?
At some point, yeah.
I remember you were at night, too, at one point, weren't you?
We were doing it with Mike Abbott at the Four Seasons. 5 p.m. on a Sunday.
Of course.
It was interesting.
Yeah.
But in this case, I don't know what the ticket's going to do. But as a listener, we can put out the
forum. We can lobby, right? And we should have a little bit of influence because we are a client of the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So we should have a little bit of a pull.
Maybe.
Right?
You'd hope.
And my biggest fear, because the better your lead in, the better your, you know.
Never
I
hurts.
Say this to everybody all the time when they ask about, if people don't know. I say, look, I'm not very good at the radio. I'm on the best station.
Mm-hmm.
That's why our ratings are good.
Yeah.
It's not because I'm any good.
We'll take it.
And I'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We chose wisely.
We pay well for this spot. And that we benefit from it.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever George takes off, or took off, and
every holiday,
they used Yahoo Sports instead of Rotten Radio or something else. The show on Yahoo Sports at 7 a.m. is Stadium Talk.
Yeah.
And all they do, they have these two guys talk about what stadiums are being built and what stadiums have the best seats and what stadiums have the best hot dogs and what stadiums have the best obstructed view tickets that you can buy at a discount. And I think it has to be the absolute worst radio show that anybody ever figured out.
Conceived.
Thank you. Conceived.
Or contrived. Well, he did finish his first Bloody Mary. Usually when you start getting a couple pops,
yeah,
you speak really clearly.
Yeah. Well, hasn't started yet.
We're working on it. It's a work in progress. But yeah, we're a little nervous. So I wonder how much the P1s, how much influence they would have if they tweeted. And I'm going to say none, but you never know.
I think there could be some really cool ideas. Right?
Well, so let's think of this. So at one point, I'm a day oneer, back in the day, every weeknight was a different specialty show. We had golf. We had horse racing. We had the Honey Hole, which was which was the name of a fishing show.
Oh,
you should know that term since you're a big fisherman. Maybe not.
My mind was somewhere else, I guess. Mm. Sadly, or if not sadly.
And so every night was a different, especially show. They had the racing, a whole bunch of stuff. And so we don't have as many. We have a soccer show on Saturday at 2. We're a specialty show, golf. Other than that,
remember way back when, this was probably 10, 12 years ago, they sold the 7 o'clock hour. George had to go on a six. And it was one of those New York guys doing the gambling
show. Oh, yeah.
And it was, you need to call my 800 number. I've got a guaranteed lock.
Hey, call now. Free. Totally free. Except for the 1,800 phone follow-up phone calls you get.
Is that what happens?
Yeah, that's pretty much how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. As much as I can't stand all these new solicitations I get on my cell phone. God, it's just, I can't imagine how that works. It must. But anyway, send in your cards,
you know,
and letters.
A real gambling show wouldn't suck.
No.
Not a paid one, but a guy, you know.
Like a tout sheet? You know,
not a tout sheet guy, but just like two guys like Moose and Rocco coming on and saying, hey.
Michael and Darren?
Here's what I think today, this week. You know, kind of like an extended Norm clubhouse.
Hmm. Okay.
You know,
it's got merit.
Here's what we got. The only problem is it. I don't know this because I know the lines for football and I watch them. But when football season's over, is gambling in sports still that big? Like when it's baseball season and.
There's always something to gamble on. If you're a gambleholic, you will bet on something.
Let me gamble on Wimbledon.
I would think so, yeah.
Okay.
You can bet on anything nowadays. You can bet.
Corby could do a tennis show.
Could.
What are the odds of him getting up at 7 a.m.?
Zero. Unless he pre-recorded it. I still say zero.
Could do an esports show. Just
Okay, so that's been on before.
Okay, so here's my other problem with that, Tim. I embrace the esports show because I think it's an up-and-coming thing, and I think...
Have you seen the owners in town, how much they've invested in it?
Yes. But here's my only worry about that for me personally. What is the demographic of an esports player?
Under 35.
Yeah.
I'd say under 40.
I'd say under 40. Because you got people like me. I'm 28, and I grew up with it.
And so is that a good lead-in for a golf show?
Better than stadium talk.
Well, you know.
Everything has a comparison.
I have another thing. Who's listening at that time?
At 7 a.m.? Not young people. They're not up. They're not up early enough.
Yeah.
To
Tim, I think you have a.
You need a 7 p.m. show.
Yeah, you have a. Yeah.
It's the later crowd for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. They might just be going to bed at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
When a new game comes out, when my son gets a new game, it's 24/7 till he either beats it or he gets tired of it. So, yeah, that's a really good point. So. You want to skew a little bit older because olds get up early.
Yeah. How about, you know, I think it should be one of two things. It should either be really fun.
That would help.
Or it should be another medically informing show.
Hmm.
I mean, my diction's not very good today, is it? Medically informing.
Well, at least you said that word right.
I was
worried for a second where that was going. good times. Bloody Marys had by all here at the little Avid Golfer Compound. Anyway, this is your forum, so you can do whatever you want as a listener. But I would send in, if you have thoughts about it, maybe a show you want that could be worthwhile, or maybe you want to host it. Maybe Tim Kay wants to do it. I don't know.
And one that you'll wake up
wants
for.
To do.
Don't suggest something if you're not going to wake up for it, though.
That is true.
We had Trey say, should have a show called The Average Joe Sports Show.
Hmm.
Someone that isn't in the industry hosts a show and takes calls.
You know, that's most of the syndicated programming I hear.
Yes.
I think that's really called the Weekend Ticket.
Hey, easy now. Easy.
Anyway, well, you youngsters at the station, I would lobby hard. This is your way to get into the... get into the fold. Get some audition tapes under your belt. Whatever you want to do, but I will warn you this: 1 hour is really fast.
Yeah.
So if I was going, even though you have to get up an hour earlier, I would lobby 6 to 8.
Yeah.
Because an hour goes by in a heartbeat, and you barely get started, and yeah. So anyway, word of the wise: been a P1 day one. And I've seen a lot of shows come and go at the ticket. Some have stuck. Some haven't. But this is your chance.
Give kudos to George. He lasted, what, 20 years?
Since 98, yeah.
Yeah.
It's 20-year anniversary.
So, he did well. He did good, you know.
He left a mark. He definitely left a mark.